It's a great day here on Lake Superior today, bright and sunny and very calm. It wasn't that way in the early morning hours of April 28th, 1914. There was a stout little 239-foot steel steamer by the name of Benjamin Noble who vanished with a crew of 20 known went down about 20 miles from Duluth up toward Two Harbors.
Lake Superior magazine publisher Paul Hayden says the Noble turned into the waves for the last leg of the trip and was broadsided by a wave that sent it plowing into the lake bed.
Contact with the shipwreck was made on October 31st in 2005 with side scan sonar with a crew that was really searching for the Robert Wallace.
Jerry Eliason is one of the crew who discovered the Noble.
Putting it on the National Register of Historic Sites or just getting it nominated prevents any private salvage claims from being made.
He says the wreck is special because it went missing for so many years.
Noble represented the largest loss of life on Minnesota's Great Lake water.
Lake Superior magazine chairman Jim Marshall first offered a $1,000 reward to whoever could find the Noble in 1987.
I've been waiting a lot of years to get this check out.
That check will go to the Great Lakes Shipwreck Preservation Society Duluth chapter. Shipwreck sleuth Randy Beebe says the reward will pay about a third of the fee to officially register it as a historic site. In Superior, I'm David Hopkins, Wisconsin Public Radio.